This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, during the commercial break and the news announcements at the top of the hour, I decided to make a loaf of bread. And I had about 2 minutes left over. So you can make bread in about 5 minutes if you have a bread machine. Now, 3 cups of flour. About a quarter of a cup of oatmeal, a quarter of a cup of potato flakes, 3 tablespoons of sugar. I used olive oil instead of butter. It would be 3 tablespoons of butter. I used 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of yeast. And I did something I've never done before. I added some maple syrup. I wanted to see what would happen. I mean, that's what I do. I want to know. And if it doesn't work, I'll know it doesn't work. But I think it's going to work. And, you know, you heard the advertisement from USA Prepares instructor Dan Pilla during the previous hour. He's excellent. Excellent. So if you need a tax consultation, I suggest you consider contacting Dan Pilla, danpilla.com. And this is not a commercial. This is I don't get paid for anything. No referrals, nothing. We have no advertisements here at USA Prepares that are ours. Those are the network advertisements. But I really like Dan Pilla. He's outstanding. And he and I are on exactly the same page as Bert. Don't cheat. Don't lie. And there's no need to. You can use their rules. It's all there. And for those who lie, well, I guess they deserve what they get if they end up getting it. But we're not advocating that, and we certainly don't do it. Bert's with us. Bert, so we're talking about these driverless vehicles are wreaking havoc in San Francisco, and they brought it upon themselves. The management, the administration of the city of San Francisco, the government, has decided to destroy the once great city.
Yeah. But Vince, as bad as things are in San Francisco, I've never seen such bad governance than what happened tragically in Maui, Vince. And I don't know if you want. I heard another story that is just so sad. I don't even know.
Let's go there. Let's go there because our class needs to know how bad it was, what happened, and then we'll ask the rhetorical question: what would you do if you were in this situation? Please continue.
Well, Vince, a number of survivors have come forth, and as the fire was coming down the hills, and I've been there, so I can picture this completely, as the fire was coming down toward the ocean, people were, you know, starting to get worried and starting to evacuate on their own. I mean, there were no sirens, no alarms. And there was one elderly gentleman who obviously survived because he can tell the story. He was at the Safeway in Lahaina. It's just outside the main downtown area, and he got everyone, you know, told everyone in the store. I think he was selling trinkets outside or something, and so he got everybody to evacuate the store, and people were getting in their cars, and the road was already jammed, and so he took it upon himself to go see why the road was clogged, and, you know, just on his own, just jogging, he went to the head of the line of cars that was completely stalled on the road and found a police officer who was blocking traffic. I mean, these are people, there's a fire coming down the hill. You can see it. There's smoke. You can smell it. And the police officer was telling people well, they can't go any further, blocking the road with his patrol car. And he couldn't, this gentleman couldn't believe what he saw. So, Vince, what happened was most of those people were burnt to death. The fire came down the hill, and the people were trapped in their cars. And I'm guessing maybe the police officer made it out. He was the front car, you know, the lead car. A few survivors took it upon themselves to ignore the police officer and just drive around them. And as far as we know, they survived. They're alive now to tell. They've also confirmed this story. And Vince, I mean, you talk about government gone amok. And you know, that police officer probably thought he's obeying orders, but shouldn't common sense, when it's a matter of life and death, take over? I mean, man, what kind of human being could do that, block the traffic, and allow these people to burn to death in their cars? It's hard for me to reconcile that story, but there are, as I said, some survivors who said, that's exactly what happened. One lady said, I just drove around and I got to safety. So it's just amazing, Vince.
It's outrageous. It's beyond outrageous. And class, so you are here at USA Prepares. What would you do? What would you do? You know, in Nazi Germany, there were Nazis who would line up people along the edge of a ditch, and they'd shoot them in the head one by one, or they'd machine gun them and push them in the ditch. And what kind of a person would do that? Someone who's just following orders. And that's what they said at the Nuremberg trials, just following orders. Class, if you're ever in a situation, you need to figure out, is following orders the right thing to do? You need to make up your own mind. But I can pretty much assure the class that the instructors of USA Prepares, and I think the students as well, would probably have not followed those orders. Certainly would not have followed the orders of the policemen. And certainly would not have followed the orders, just do not continue, if they thought that was the way out. But the problem is, did the people in these cars that were burned to death, did they believe that the police had advanced knowledge about what was ahead? Maybe there was danger ahead. Did they believe that?
That doesn't matter. Coming right down at them.
Bert, that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that we are so conditioned to follow what the policemen tell us to do that we believe that they are on our side. And here's a case where that was actually not what they were doing. They were not on our side. This guy was doing the exact opposite. He was getting those people killed. And they followed many of them followed his orders. And I submit to you that USA Prepares, the mindset that we have, would say, really? And we'd probably hit the gas pedal and go around him. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying that I think that's what would happen. And I think it's outrageous. But that's not the only thing that was outrageous, Bert. The power lines were live on the ground, and the power company didn't cut the power.
I have a little more information on that. So here's what's interesting. So some facts have come out now, and the power company is fighting back. Again, the story's evolving. But it now appears, Vince, that the power lines were cut. So the power company has released some initial findings. They said, yes, the very first fire was caused by the live wires in the wind, and that started the first fire. But what happened was the fire department came to that first fire, thought they put it out, and left the scene without staying to watch it. So, and then when the next fires came, and probably from that fire they didn't put out, the power company company did cut the power. So the Hawaiian Electric is actually fighting back. I hate to say I feel sorry for them because, you know, they hadn't been doing the right safety. But, you know, they got sued by the town of Lahaina, and the county is suing the power company to blame them. And then I just read today that another group of attorneys is suing Hawaiian Electric for shareholders because the stock has crashed. They're getting sued for the stock crashing. So they're Hawaiian Electric's getting hit by lawsuits from the government. I believe there's also a class action lawsuit, and they're getting, because their stock is cratered, they're getting sued by shareholders' attorneys. And I'm not saying they're not to blame. In fact, the initial fire apparently was caused, but we're now finding out that all those reports of the live wires were not true, and they have documented where they did cut the power going to Lahaina. So it's
some of the initial reports are true, that they didn't cut it.
Well, they didn't cut it at first, and they admitted the first fire was caused by the electrical wires, but after that, they did cut the power. So the subsequent fires, apparently, and again, this is evolving, Vince, were caused because the fire department left the scene of the initial fire without, you're supposed to stay there to keep the embers wet in case anything, you know, especially with the wind blowing, you know. Vince, you know, if you have like a campfire that you haven't put out and there's winds, you want to get those embers out. So apparently that's what sparked the subsequent fires. But again, the story, I mean, it's evolving, and we'll find out more. But it looks like the fire department left the scene before they should have, and a lot of the problems that were blamed on the live wires across the roads, apparently. And this is so funny because they were blocking people from going down these roads, saying there's live wires. The power company's now saying, no, we can document when we cut the power, and those wires were not live, and the power was cut. So we'll see what happens. I think there's going to be lots of people that are responsible, but the common theme is the government let people down, and the government, you know, whether it's the police, the fire department, the person who was supposed to run the siren said, oh, I'm worried people would run in the wrong direction, so I didn't unleash the tsunami siren because I didn't want people running the wrong direction. Does he really think people are so remote controlled that they're going to run a certain direction? Does he not think people have common sense that you're not going to run into smoke and fire? You're going to run the opposite direction? So,
the whole thing is a failure of, just like in Cool Hand Luke, it's a failure to communicate. And there's a failure of the government in preparedness, in having multiple siren tones, one siren for tsunami, once a different tone of the same siren for a fire. And it seems that it's a tremendous failure on government's part. It seems like it's a tremendous failure on the electric utility company as well, Hawaii Electric. It seems like there's failures everywhere. And people trusted the people in charge, and they let the people down.
And the government,
like
they prioritize putting in clean energy over cleaning up the brush.
Right. Obviously, they don't listen to USA Prepares. Obviously, they're overpaid and incompetent. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, with us, Bert, you mentioned the shareholders of Hawaii Electric, and I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. And I'll tell you why. It seems to me that they are investors, and investors want more. They want more return all the time. And so they pressure management for greater returns. Otherwise, the stock price falls. And management is typically, not always, but typically compensated more often and more often based on share price. So everybody wants the price to go up. The way you get the price to go up is you either lie about the profitability or you lie about inventions or things to come. And people go, this is, well, that's great. They invented anti-gravity stock, and that drives the stock price up. Or they reduce expenses, or they increase rates that they charge their customers, or they cut corners and save money. So those are things that drive share price. And it seems to me that the people who are the shareholders get a chance, if they own the stock long enough, like longer than a year, to select members of the board of directors who have a fiduciary responsibility to make money.
Yeah.
So it's all their fault.
Yeah, Vince, can I push back a little bit on that? So first of all,
no.
Hawaiian Electric is a regulated utility, so they're under a lot of constraints that
that means no bribes.
Well,
no bribes are allowed.
No.
Is that what that means?
No. No, but the other thing is the other thing why you might have a little more sympathy is that a lot of the shareholders of electric utilities are older retirees who depend on the pretty steady dividends of utilities. And the third thing I'll say is that Hawaiian Electric has come out over the last couple of years and said we want to clean up the brush. There's safety concerns, but we need, because they're regulated, they have this formula where if they raise their costs, they have to raise their prices to guarantee that all things equal, they make a reasonable profit for their shareholders. It's just part of the regulation process. We can debate that another day, but they're under those constraints. So basically, the Hawaii Public Utilities Commission told them, well, we're considering your request to have additional rate increase to pay for cleaning up the brush. But meanwhile, what's more important, and this is mandatory, there's no negotiation, you have to move toward clean energy, and you have, I think it was 10 years or to basically go to all sustainable energy. So you have to put in more windmills, more solar cells, and stop burning fossil fuel by 10 years. So that was mandatory. And meanwhile, the rate increase to pay for burying power lines and cleaning up brush and making those safety improvements, that was still pending. They were dragging their feet on that because they didn't want to have Hawaiian Electric raise the rates. So it's a difficult question, and I'm not, you know, saying they're not to blame, because if it was as severe a condition as we know now, you should have just cleaned up the brush, period, and worry about it later. Because look at the, you know, those costs were nothing compared to what's the cost of rebuilding half of the island now. But, you know, I'm not saying they're blameless, Vince, but I'm pushing them back a little that they're an easy target. And I believe the government, Vince, the one guy controlling water, and I don't know how one guy can control water, he said he'd have to consider the request for water to fight the fire, and he'd have to go meet with some neighboring farm owners that have rights to that water before he could release it. This is as the fire was coming down the mountain. He would not release the water. You can't have people like that in control when disaster like this hits.
Bert, I teach by telling stories. Many years ago, I decided to try to fix the school system in our county, and it's broken. So I decided to run for school board, be a director of the school board. And in that pursuit, I showed up at the school system unannounced, and I said, I'm running for school board office director, and I'm going to take a tour. And I stopped in classrooms, and I walked in the halls, and I'll tell you the rest of the story, but it relates to exactly what you're talking about, Bert. It really does.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden says diversity in America is under attack. He made those comments yesterday while marking 60 years of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under Carolina law. One faculty member at the University of North Carolina dead after a shooting on campus yesterday. Police say they have a suspect in custody, but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
First with us, and we teach via scenarios, case studies, and stories that have actually happened here at USA Prepare. So our son was in the public training camp. He had never been to school before, and he wanted to try being a freshman in the public training camp. So I said, sure. So he went there, and we realized he was getting dumber by the minute, and this was not going to work out. So I decided to run for the school board to be a director to fix the school system. I couldn't do it through discussing it with the superintendent nor the principal. They didn't get it. So I thought, well, I'll just be their boss, and they'll get it that way. So I ran for the school board office, and in that pursuit, I stopped off at the school, and I went into the school, and I walked around. And parents, you have a right to do that. You can show up at the school and say, I'm here for my tour. And now they may say, well, you're going to have to come back. But typically, they won't. They'll let you take your tour. And so after the school children were dismissed and got on the buses, I went into the library and I saw a bunch of teachers at tables, you know, working feverishly. I said, so I'm Vin Finelli. I'm running for school board. What are you all doing? Well, we're filling out reports. What reports? Well, these government reports. What government reports? Well, statistical reports on, you know, what we're doing here. I said, how much time does it take? He said, oh, wow, it takes a lot of time. I said, so time away from preparing lessons and preparing to teach the children? Yeah, it takes a lot of time. I said, what if you didn't have to do that? Oh, no, we have to do it. We have to do it. They were brainwashed into thinking that they had to do these reports. Now, these reports never had to be done before. They keep adding more and more reports, taking more and more of the teacher's time. And, you know, and I said, well, why don't we just forget the whole thing? Just say, no, we're not doing the reports. Well, then we won't get funding. So what? So we don't get funding. So what does that mean? You won't get funding for baseball uniforms and basketballs? And what does that mean? Well, nobody really knew. But the bottom line is that they were willing to submit to the federal government to fill out these reports and take time away from teaching. And I found out outrageous. So I ran for the school board, and I put an ad in the paper. I didn't go knocking on doors. And they had drug testing. If you were in any activity, school activity, if you wanted to play baseball, or if you wanted to play football, or if you wanted to be in Future Farmers of America, if you wanted to park, if you were a student that had a driver's license and you wanted to park on school property, drive to school, you had to submit to drug testing. Mandatory. So I put in, and I found that outrageous. So I put an ad in the paper and it said, fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. And, of course, I lost big. I lost really big to someone who supported all the things that I was against. I was against anything that prevented education, anything that got in the way of education, I was against. I wanted our children to read, right, no arithmetic, history, science. I wanted them to excel. I wanted them to be the best they could be by affording them the opportunities by qualified teachers who were an expert in the subject matter to teach them. And, of course, every time I run for a board of directors, no matter what it is, I get beaten brutally. And typically, it's no one gets beaten worse than I do. And that's the truth. So I wanted to share that with you, Bert. The board of directors has a responsibility. They really do. And typically, they don't do their jobs. Maybe universally, they don't do their jobs. Back to you.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been on a bunch of boards since, so that's
Let me ask you this, Bert. You sit on a bunch of boards. Are you the minority in opinion?
Usually. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to get stuff done and you want to make change and you want to see good governance, but sometimes it's better to do things behind the scenes, you know, lobby other directors privately, try to explain to them rather than get confrontational at the meeting because just the way it is. I mean, Vince, before we run out of time, I a news story just literally came across my desk as we were talking, and this is something I think class will have an interest in because we've talked about this topic. The first trial for self-driving Tesla is coming next month. Actually, the first two trials, one in California next month and one in Florida in October, and the one coming next month in California, I guess just in a couple of weeks, has to do about a Model 3. And for whatever reason, this was never previously reported. I think they kept it quiet until the trial was announced. I guess maybe they were negotiating. I don't know. But it's going to trial. And basically, real quick, what happened was a owner driving a Model 3 veered off the highway in Los Angeles, struck a palm tree, burst into flames, Obviously, that's not gasoline. That's from the batteries. And killed the driver and severely injured his two passengers. I think that might have been his wife and son. So there's a lawsuit, and it's through his estate, because he's dead, and it's going to trial, basically saying Tesla knew that the autopilot was not safe. Second trial for early October in Florida arises out of another self-driving Model 3, and what happened was the driver of the car pulled out onto a highway. He was driving the Model 3, and an 18-wheeler pulled out onto the highway, and the autopilot steered the Model 3 directly under the trailer. This is kind of graphic. It sheared the roof of the Tesla off, killed the driver. There was no braking of the autopilot, no steering, no nothing to avoid the collision. And, of course, he died, and that's going to trial in Florida. So what's news here is that these cases have all been settled previously, and these are the first two that are going to be going to trial, Vince. So just throwing that out there, breaking news for class.
I hope these settlements bankrupt the company. I think Teslas are dangerous. I think they're dangerous in every respect. Dangerous in the manufacture, the mining, the child labor, the lack of recycling the materials that are used in the Tesla, the autopilot. Everything about them, I think, is quite risky. And people have, Bert, you know, with word processing. Before we had word processing, we had typewriters. Before we had typewriters, we had pens and pencils. Before that, we had quills made of feathers. And you'd sharpen the feathers and into a point and put a cut into it so it could draw ink, liquid ink. And you want to make darn sure what you did before you put that quill to paper. Because mistakes, there weren't erasers for them. And then with pens, you know, before there were erasers, erasable ink, you want to make darn sure when you used a pen that you got what you were going to put down on paper correct before you applied that pen to the paper. With typewriters, you want to make sure it was a pain to correct a mistake from a typewriter. So you want to be deliberate. Then we get computers and we get automatic spell check, and then we have backspace, and it's really easy to fix mistakes. So we're generally more careless and more reckless with what we do because of the autocorrect. I think it's bad because we're less deliberate about everything. And then you apply that by extension to the automobile. Heck, let's have this thing drive itself. How often does autocorrect on spelling get the right word? Not all the time, right? Not all the time. Sometimes it gets the wrong word.
Yeah, same on my phone. It's kind of funny, some of the stuff that goes out that gets autocorrected. Vince, I want to correct myself. This is not the first two trials. There were some previous trials of Teslas where people were injured. These are the first two trials where people had died. So I just wanted to make that point. There had been some previous trials where there were crashes and accidents and people hurt and stuff like that, property damage. But these are the first two that are coming to trial where people have died. I don't want to say allegedly died because they're dead, but allegedly the Tesla autopilot's at fault.
Bert, wasn't there a crash that you reported in your village right there where you live? I'm not talking 1,000 miles away.
I'm not talking
100 miles away. I'm talking right there where you live.
Well, they lived in my neighborhood. They died in the next town over. But, Vince, what happens, just the way it is now, it takes years for these things to get to court. So, you know, the first one I mentioned, the crash was in 2019. So how many years has that taken, you know, 3 or 4 years for this to wind its way? So that's just the world we live in now, that it just takes time for these things.
Bert, when a person smokes cigarettes, and you say to that person, you know, those things are deadly, you probably shouldn't smoke. They go, yeah, I know. And they smoke anyway. And then you find that they are willing to smoke, and the smoke, the secondhand smoke, is now a problem for the people around them, but they still smoke. And I think by extension you can look at these drivers of electric vehicles the same way. And then what happens is when they quit smoking, they are now the biggest opponents of smoking. They go, no, that's terrible. So while they were smoking, it was great, and yeah, they wouldn't stop, and they would be, you know, in the public, and the smoke would affect all around them, people all around them, but then they would become anti-smokers when they quit. Well, what happens? What are your thoughts? I mean, you were pro-electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Now, after you've seen the crashes, are you like those smokers who have quit and said, these things are dangerous? Is that where you are? Are you anti-EV?
Yeah, and there's two things involved here. It's both the fact that they're EVs and then the fact that they're autopilot. And Vince, I don't think the autopilot makes sense. And here's the defense that Tesla is using. They're saying that we make it very clear from the day you take your possession of your Tesla that the autopilot needs monitoring. But the point is, if you're going to monitor it and stay behind the wheel, then what do you need it for, right? It doesn't square up, because they're giving it to you to say, oh, you can relax and not worry about driving, yet they're saying, oh, no, you got to stay behind the wheel and pay attention. So it doesn't square up, Vince. And
no, it doesn't. And that sounds like
the crux of their defense, though. They've already said.
I hope they lose.
Full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team
team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Bert, technology seems to be a huge problem for a lot of people now. And we've been conditioned to think technology is good. So here we have spell check. And spell check, we don't have to remember how to spell it more, because the computer will do it for us, autocorrect, which we've talked about. We have spreadsheets, which can add up numbers for us. We don't have to do that anymore. So what we've forgotten how to do, Bert, is we've forgotten how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, estimate, spell, and communicate. And then we have cell phones, and people are typing with their thumbs, so they don't really want to type with their thumbs. So they type these cryptic messages instead of a typical letter type message. It says, hello, how are you? You know, dear so and so, thank you very much, Vincent Finelli or Bert. You know, so we have forgotten that. So technology is really, really messing us up.
What's the world going to look like in 100 years? And Vince, on top of that, there's a company that is working on embedding a microprocessor into your brain for communications. And that's something.
Bert, that's the same guy. That's Elon Musk. That he's the same guy that wants to bore holes in the atmosphere, deplete the oxygen, and at the same time he says green Teslas are the way to go that are destroying property, killing people, and then he wants to have a boring company building tunnels so he can get there faster, and he wants to go to from the United States to New York to London faster. I mean, these, when you go past the speed of sound, you create a sonic boom, and the animals don't know what's going on. You know, the animals that were here before we were here, those guys?
Yeah.
Elon Musk is a one-man plague, in my opinion.
Could you imagine that you have a microprocessor in your brain communicating your thoughts to that a world like that? That's a bridge too far for me.
That's like a dream that Zuckerberg and Gates and Musk and Bezos would all hypothesizing, think is great. These guys, these titans of big technology are killing us. We don't need cell towers on every corner. We don't need 5G or the next G. We don't even need G. We really don't. We don't need to have satellite-guided weapons. We don't need that. We don't need atomic weapons. We really need to get back to basics. And if these guys have their way, somebody's going to push the button. And if he asks what it's going to be like in 100 years, I can tell you what it's going to be like. It's going to look like Maui. Cinders. The Earth will be gray in color because that's the color of the cinders that are left after annihilation. That's where we're going. And I blame these titans of technology, the ones with the big yachts, with the contest, who's got the biggest yacht. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's despicable. It's a sin to waste anything. And you can't tell me that these yachts are necessary.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Vince, but I kind of enjoy just going out on a 10-foot boat. I have lots of, do a little fishing and just lay back. I don't think you need much more than that.
I had a boat, once in my life, and it was exactly 10 feet long. And I bought it with the trailer for $125. I really did. And I was able to get an outboard running, an old 1950s model outboard motor, a Johnson. And I got the whole thing working. I learned about outboard motors and the drive system on that 10-foot boat. It was wonderful. And Bert, we have a boat. I should clarify. We have a yacht. And it's one of those that two people can sit in and has pedals like a bicycle. Have you ever seen a pedal boat?
Yeah, we have them in the lake in my town that you can go out. You can rent one and go out and take it out on the lake. And I haven't done it, but it looks like it's fun.
Yeah, we bought one for our campers. So if they want to ride around in the boat in our pond, they can do that. So, yeah, we have a boat. I don't think it's 10 feet long. It's more like maybe 8 feet long. And it's 100% human power. There's no electric motor. There's no gasoline motor. If you want to go forward, you got to pedal it. If you want to go backward, you got to pedal it. And it's great. We need less invasive everything. And, Bert, I don't know if you've ever seen images of large fish that have been sliced by the propellers of boats. It's not necessary. Tortoises sliced by the propellers of boats. It's not necessary. We're killing the whales with explosions in the ocean. We're killing the sea life in the ocean with these wind turbines. These are just beyond stupid. And then the generally dumb public says, windmills, boy, that's great, that's green, that's great, I'm all for it. Yep, yep. A bunch of bozos. The answer is simple, class. We need to use less of what? Everything. And we need to have population education. We need to tell people, don't be having a bunch of kids that you can't afford, because the rest of us has to pay for it. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today.
You got it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.